Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. And that's what I do every third Friday of the month here on Conscious Talk Radio with my lovely, lovely co-host, Diana Clark. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Brenda.
Well, I want to let everyone know that Powers of PH, they are having a summer sale. It's a 2-for-1. All you have to do is go to powersofph.com, powersofph.com, put in the code VACATION. The code is VACATION. If you do that when you order, you're going to get 2 for the price of 1. This is a magnificent deal. I can't tell you, folks. It's a great product, and it is a great deal. So take advantage of it while it's here. It's not going to last that much longer. Powersofph.com. VACATION is the code that you put in when you check out. Also, our hot weather is finally coming back. I know a lot of you are not happy with the clouds, and none of us really like the humidity, but just want to let you know it is coming back, and so we want to take care of our children and our dogs, not leaving either of them in hot cars. I just read an article this morning that said Walmart has the highest number of deaths from people leaving their dogs and their kids in hot cars. So please be aware of that. Don't do it. Park in the shade. Put the windows down if it's too hot, and you can leave your pets at home and take your children with you. Just don't leave them in a hot car. And if you're one that eats at Panera Bread, then you need to know they're one of the highest in all the restaurants around that have glyphosate in their food. You would want to mention it if you go in there to their manager. We don't want that. It's highly toxic and poisonous. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, well, it's time for the Women's Hour. And this time, the feminine focus is on boundaries. Do you have good boundaries in your life? Do you understand why boundaries are mandatory if you want a life where you are respected and free to make your own choices? Well, stay tuned to Brenda and Diana to help figure this all out. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, a show that Diana Clark and I do every third Friday of the month. And as two ladies that talk often and long and have some great conversations, there's always topics that rise to the, you know, kind of to the top of the leaderboard, if you will, for us. And this time it was boundaries, and we're going to discuss that. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Brenda.
We're going to talk boundaries here, and I know that conversation we had was some time ago, but we really felt it was important to bring it up to our listening audience, especially women who seem to have weak boundaries, oftentimes no boundaries, and discuss why it is so important to own, to be autonomous, to own your own self, to have really healthy boundaries so that we can take charge in our lives, so that we can be respected in our lives, and that we are you know, not someone that's trying to please someone else, you know, not having good boundaries because we want to be liked or accepted. There's lots of reasons why we don't have boundaries.
Yes. Well, you know, one of the things that I'm so happy we're talking about this, because I've had people tell me that, you know, Diana, you've never said what your boundary is, but for some reason, when I walk up here, I know you've got a boundary there. And that made me start thinking about, wow, that's kind of an interesting thing. So it wasn't anything I said. So is it an energy that I'm putting mm-hmm. out there? Mm-hmm. And then as I thought about that more, you know, Brenda, I think it had a lot to do with the deeper work I've done makes you stand in your power. Mm-hmm. And you're not giving it away. You're not leaking out things. And when I'm talking about standing in my power, that is not a tough kind of a boundary. It's not this rough thing. It's actually a very soft, yielding power. And when you're in there, that is, I think, when you are your most authentic self. And you're not needing, one of the things you said, you're not needing someone's okay on everything that you're doing. I think you're more natural, and that our boundaries are kind of natural. And so I think that that's the big part is, you know, the deeper work that you're doing, there's a confidence of staying in my own power, and I'm listening to what someone's saying, but I'm never giving that power away. And I kind of lose that fascination with the dramas and stresses that are associated with whenever you leak out your power. So when I was younger, I definitely did not have the boundaries that I have now. And so mm-hmm. now, and another thing too is feeling very comfortable in my boundaries, because I think that part of wanting to please somebody makes us loosen our boundaries and we open little gateways for things to come in.
Yeah, really, there's a couple of really good nuggets in there, because what you're really speaking to when you say you're in your power, or at least this is how I take this in and perceive it, mm-hmm. and it's how I feel because I stand in my power, mm-hmm. is that you have, first of all, the deep personal work or the deep spiritual work, and we've talked about that, and we've both done it, and we both continue to do yes. that. You're really, really reaching a point where you are your true self. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the true self has very little ego involved in it. And I really want to make that point. Mm. If you're a person that thinks that you're standing in your power and you're wielding that power over people, or you are standing in your power and you know better than everyone else, those kind of things are ego structures.
Right.
And
yeah.
really, that's a false sense of power.
Right.
There isn't any real power there.
Exactly.
And because there isn't any real power there, there is a defensiveness that goes with that. And when you said it's a soft, yielding energy, I believe that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
The ego is not in the picture, and therefore there's no, you're just standing in who you are without all that regalia that the ego puts out, which is all defensive and very contracted energy, and people feel uncomfortable. When you have a healthy boundary, they know it, they feel it is an energy we carry, but it's an energy of confidence, relaxation, and just knowing who you are.
Exactly. So that the no ego part is the big piece. Because
yes.
if I were standing in my power in my ego, then it's not going to look very good. And it's almost kind of a bully type of an energy.
Yes. Yes.
Whereas if I'm standing in the power I'm talking about, I always say it's a soft, yielding one, because there is no ego structure to it at all.
Right.
It
right.
just is simply that I'm not interested in that energy. So my
right.
boundary is there. It is an invisible boundary. But if you walked up to me, there is going to be a friendliness to me. There is
mm-hmm.
going to be a, yes, I'm listening. I'm interested. It just means that I'm not opening little doorways to those pieces that I'm hearing that would make me move into the place of kind of cowering down to something, trying to
right.
be accepted. It's like
right.
I'm really comfortable in my own skin.
Right. And that word accepted is when you've accepted yourself, mm-hmm. all of you, because we all have really, really beautiful parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all have wounded parts, mm-hmm. parts that need to be worked on, to be healed, to be released, to be transmuted, if you will, or transformed. Then, hey, guess what? You know, then you are comfortable in yourself when you've done that work or doing that work. And the more that you let go of those parts of the ego structure that keep you small or keep you convinced you're not good enough, mm. keep you convinced that you have to compete with others for whatever it is, all those things around that ego are what create that defensiveness or that false sense of power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a true boundary, actually. Mm-hmm. And that's not the boundaries we're speaking of today, because we are talking about creating and having healthy boundaries, the one that you're talking about, Diana. And that is when that is open and flowing, inviting energy.
Yes.
But there is a point energetically that is your space and your space only. And you know what that is, mm-hmm. because you know who you are. And when you have that, you naturally create that boundary.
Exactly. And there is such a comfort with that.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's such a natural place to be, because I am not breaking my boundary because of a pressure put on me. It's actually making me think of a work environment many years ago that I was in, where people were put upon because the company was getting rid of people. And mm-hmm. they were putting these huge workloads on the people remaining. And people were very stressed, very unhappy. But they felt this pressure. And because they weren't in their own boundaries, they were just doing whatever, because they felt these pressures that they were allowing in, by the way. Mm-hmm. I was the opposite, because I had already been doing a lot of work at that point. And so for me, my question was to the management, what is the compensation if I do this outside of my own job? And is it monetary? Is it vacation? And they're like, well, none. And I go, well, then no, I'm not interested. Why would I be interested? So I had a very good boundary, and I did stand in it. I was not rude, but I did have great questions. Now, when people that I were working with saw that, they were going, oh, what did I do? I took this on. I didn't speak up, because they didn't have the boundary. They were trying to please. They were wanting to have acceptance. They wanted to look good in mm-hmm. the boss's eyes, but to their own detriment. And so now mm-hmm. that, you know, they were living in this place of great stress, and all of a sudden now they're unhappy in their jobs. That all was about boundary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, when you don't have these healthy boundaries, when you, I think you automatically live a more stress-filled life.
Yes.
Because you're not really, truly taking care of you. The ego is either wanting to please or wanting to overpower, or the ego is armed up against whatever might be coming its way. There's a lot of fear involved in that. There's a lot of what's wrong with life, what's wrong with me, what's wrong with you type thinking. Mm-hmm. All of that enters into the picture when you don't really stand in the truth of who you really are at the core of your being. Instead of that personality ego, you're really standing in that wholeness, that spiritual part of you, the soul of you, which absolutely knows who and what you are. Mm-hmm. Well, we're here today talking about boundaries. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Diana Clark, and we have a lot more to come, including what are some of the signs of unhealthy boundaries. We'll explore that when we come back.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind, but few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boost natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage, and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. Hey, thanks for being with us here today on the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. It's a show that Diana Clark and I do every third Friday of the month. It isn't just for women, but we are coming more from our feminine perspective when we're talking about the subjects that we talk about. But really, I think, Diana, we're really more integrated than that. Mm-hmm. It is a mixture of our feminine and male sides of ourselves.
Yes.
And we've done a lot of deep work with that structure as well. And today we're addressing something that rarely gets talked about, I feel, is boundaries and why it is so important to have healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
And I just, I wanted to give a couple of examples of signs of an unhealthy boundary, and we can discuss it, but you and I were just talking during the break. If you come across needy, if you're grasping, if you overgive or overdo, if you're seeking outside of yourself for what you can't give yourself, that's a big sign. When you're seeking outside of yourself for the things that you're not able to give to you, you really need to start looking at why that is going on, because you will ultimately end up being easily manipulated and used in life, and then you'll take on that mantle of victimhood.
Yeah.
And that is such an ego structure. That's that really negative side of the ego that is really feels its victim.
Yeah. You know, you just made me think of something. Probably about 10, 15 years ago, I went to see a pretty well-known speaker. And I would say that there was probably maybe 400 or 500 people in the audience. And everyone was handed these sheets of paper that you were to fill out. And I'd never been to something like that before. It was a free event, and he's talking, and he was interesting. But then all of a sudden, he moves into this space of, okay, if you're serious about doing this work and blah, 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 then fill out that form. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there, and I'm like, oh, he's trying to, like, just, you know, manipulate people and guilt them into
yep.
filling out this form to take his class. Mm-hmm. And as I looked around, Brenda, it's everyone was writing. And I just sat there, and you know, I know I've shared this with you a longer time ago, but he walked to the end of the stage where I was sitting in the front row, and he looked at me, and he actually said, well, why are you looking at me? And I just continued to stare at him. I'm just like, are you kidding me? Because I had this boundary, and I was, and my actual thought was that it was like people had no boundary, and it reminded me of a big herd of sheep. And if you've ever spent time in a herd of sheep, if you run one direction, the main sheep will follow you and the rest of them run after you.
Right.
And so that was actually all around no boundary. And, and for a moment I went, oh, my God, this is very frightening. This man knows how to manipulate these people because he knows how to get in where they don't have the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of guilting or shaming them. And when he made that comment to me, I actually almost laughed because I'm like, is this for real? Is this really
right.
happening? And I just said, I did just sit there and I just looked at him, and I don't know what happened there. But then he just kind of walks to the other end of the stage because really it was an embarrassment for him just to have acted like that. But
All
around boundary.
Well, and it happens, you know, here it is. It happens with, it doesn't matter whether you're a self-help and you consider yourself a self-help guru or you're the president of the United States. It doesn't matter. When you're in those powers of those positions of power, it's almost like an automatic thing. You zero in on people who are easily manipulated.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're the kind of person that is misusing your power, if you're in that powerful position and you are coming from your ego, you're going to misuse that power.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to manipulate people. And again, if you don't have healthy boundaries, if you don't know who you are, really, if you're not being true to your values, your personal values, or your rights, if you're not true to that, then you're easily going to be taken advantage of in life. And those are some pretty tough lessons to learn.
Yeah.
So having healthy boundaries, and how do you get to having healthy boundaries? It's not you just decide one day you're going to have healthy boundaries. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
It takes some deep work.
Right, right. And that is the whole piece. You
yes.
have to do the deeper awakening work into that higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm saying that, yeah, it is work. Because it means that we are actually getting into the wounded parts of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're not only the parts that are on the inside, but even how we project ourselves out into the world. Because I know when I began my deep journey, I had to look at things in myself I didn't like. Because a lot of things that are showing out in that outside world are all coming from those wounded places. So I began to work on the couple of things that were the main things I didn't like. And, you know, Brenda, it took a lot of repeat. I'd do it again. And so there was a lot of self-forgiveness in there.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I came to see, you know what? I don't like how I feel if I blurt something out. I don't like how it feels if I'm cold. I don't like how that feels. I don't know. I like how it looks. So as I moved more and more towards my divine connection of really, when we say it's self-love, it really is falling in love with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the most grand pieces that happened for me were that I did find out I'm very much a simpleton, which means I like my peace. I keep it simple. And the other aspect is even now my freedom of my soul.
Yes.
When you're in those spaces, you are free of all of the attachments to all that stuff that you think that you have to have. And that's where your boundary comes in.
Mm-hmm.
When all of that stuff is lost, then we're in that beautiful space. And I always say it's my divine space because I'm at my absolute best when I'm really divinely connected. when I'm actually really humbled, and I know you and I have had that conversation, but when I'm humbled, I actually have a gorgeous, lovely boundary. And what I'm loving is that what's coming out of it is I'm my most kind. I am my most loving self when I'm in my boundary like that.
And you're also your strongest self, which kind of seems like an oxymoron when you think about being humble and having a lot of humility. But there is a lot of strength in that humility. Yeah. And, you know, what you're really talking about when you're in your divine self is that you've stepped out of the ego.
Yeah.
You've stepped away from that, those structures. You've done the work to heal those structures, those patterns, those programs that run our unconscious or our subconscious, and that's where the real cracks, if you will, cracks in the ice or whatever you want to call it, really show up when you're in an ego structure. That is when you are in your weakest part of you, is when you're living from that ego. And we've both been there to some degree. And
I was there. I owned it.
Oh, yeah. We've both been there. There's no doubt. And I remember years and years ago living from that place. And when I really sit down and contemplate what my life was like then, how did I feel then? What was life like for me? It was incredibly complicated, incredibly stressful. And you said about being a simpleton. When you are in your divine true self, life is simple. And we know this. And you want to keep it simple. But when you're living in the ego structure, the ego loves complication. It loves confusion because it keeps you on the edge of that defensive posture all of the time. And just think about living defensively all of the time, how exhausting that is, and how stressful it is. And I used to be exhausted a lot, and it was because I was giving all of my energy away to that structure. I had no boundaries in place. I didn't even know what boundaries were, much less having them in place. And when I first went to Hollywood without those boundaries, it was pre-cancer. And for me, it took the cancer to wake me up to how I was behaving and living my life. And I realized I didn't know what my values were. I didn't know what I stood for, because for so long in my life, I had done what I'd done to please everyone.
Wow. That's big. That's a huge realization too, isn't it?
It was huge.
Yeah.
It was, and the self-forgiveness, Diana, and I'm glad you brought that up, was so, so necessary in my life at that time, to forgive myself for the way I was acting, behaving, and living my life, because the forgiveness really, once I really understood that I didn't know any better, I really didn't. Or I would have done better, then I could forgive myself. But those were huge wake-up calls back then. And the gift in all of that disease was it did wake me up so that I could do the deep work, so that I could be where I am today, which is still involved in doing the deep work, but in a much better place in my life than I've ever been. Yeah. Well, when we come back from this break, we are going to continue talking about boundaries and why they are so important. Stay tuned.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD Evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CB Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk, radio that gives back to yourself. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
We're back. This is Conscious Talk Radio, and today is the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Diana Clark. And Diana and I have these really wonderful, deep, juicy conversations at least once a week. And we get into, we share the deep work that we're doing. We share when we've got issues that we're working on. We share all of that, and we learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And one of the subjects that came up one day was boundaries. Mm-hmm. And we thought this was a good subject to introduce to all of you that are listening, to make sure you understand that having healthy boundaries is absolutely, and I used the word in the introduction, Diana, mandatory. Mm-hmm. If you want to lead a life that is filled with, your own personal space, you sit in your own power, you have confidence, but it's all from a place of humility and living that simple true to yourself life. Otherwise, you're kind of out there flinging yourself around and being used or being manipulated, or you're manipulating and using people on that other side of those boundaries. And so we also have talked about parents mm-hmm. and how they parent their children. And right. I know you have a story you want to share.
Yes. Well, most of my life I've been working in office buildings. And one of the big things I've noticed has been parents coming in with, you know, one, two, three children and coming up to the front desk doing their thing while their children run amok. And mm-hmm. I, you know, I'm from the South. And when I first moved here in my teenage years, I'd never seen that. I mean, I remember I was at a grocery store and these kids were screaming and running everywhere and knocking cereal boxes off mm-hmm. of the shelves. And I remember standing there going, oh, my God, I just never had seen it. And I thought, did something horrible happen? Like, did their parent pass out? What happened here?
Right.
And so, but I have noticed that when people don't have boundaries, they are raising children with no boundary as well, because this is what the kids are seeing. Mm-hmm. And so the kids are in there, you know, pushing the buttons on the radio and on the telephone and walking on upholstered furniture with their shoes that they were mm-hmm. just walking outside in, grabbing magazines, throwing them wherever. And when the parent would leave, they would just leave the big mess everywhere. Mm. And so I noticed that right away, like, wow, there is no boundary there. Because in parenting, when I talk about boundary and discipline, folks, I'm not talking about people who hit their children. I'm not condoning that. I'm talking about talking to your children.
Yes.
Before you go into any place of business or whatever, have that talk. This is what I'm expecting of you. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And your children are super brilliant. Of course they understand. Mm-hmm. So when people are going into any place like that, have your children sit down. You can hand them something they can do, a magazine, whatever. I get it. They're children. But if you are ignoring them, what they're learning from you is that you don't have any boundary yourself. So mm-hmm. why should they? And so right. that's another wonderful part of really standing in your boundary. Your children do see it. They see everything you're doing. And that's the importance of the deepening and awakening work. When you do it for you, you're doing it for your children, for your friends, for anybody you come into contact with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. And I want to bring up this because I know that sometimes when you have company, people come, they bring their children, mm-hmm. that you, you know, you're hopefully you have friends that really have boundaries and they've taught their children well. But many, many years ago, before I had any of my own real boundaries, I had a friend come and visit, and she brought her 3-year-old son. And he was a very active little boy, really sweet little boy. But she let him run amok in my apartment. Mm. And he disappeared for quite a while. And I finally said to her, do you think we might want to see what your son is up to? And she said, oh, yeah, maybe. And I said, well, I'm going to go check. And I went down the hall and turned in the bathroom. And he was in my bathroom. And he'd gotten into a bottle of baby powder. And he had emptied that baby powder, sprinkled it on everything.
Oh, no.
Everything. My floor, the sink, in the bathtub, in the toilet. My bathroom was full of baby powder. And when she followed along and peeked in, she started to laugh. And I, of course, was horrified.
Of course.
But I was too insecure to say anything to her because I wasn't standing in my personal power. And I was actually angry. Mm. And I didn't want to get as angry as I could get in front of that child. So I let it go. But that always stuck in my mind, that there is a perfect example of someone who doesn't have boundaries, not teaching it to their children, and me not being in my power, not having good boundaries, and not me not able to say anything in the way in which I would want to say it, which would not be defensive and angry, but from a place of this is not acceptable.
Exactly.
And yes. And so we're going to take a quick break and we're going to continue with this conversation when we come back. Stay tuned.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to The Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine with my co-host, Diana Clark. And today our subject is about boundaries and why it is so important, people, to have healthy boundaries for you, for your children. And Diana, you even brought up pets during the break. People that do not have, you know, good boundaries, do not know how to discipline, not from anger.
Yeah.
Discipline not from defensiveness, but to discipline from knowing what's right and knowing that when you ask something of your child, of your pet, that you've been an example of that, especially to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Children do what you do. They don't do what you say.
Mm-hmm.
They do what you do. They're watching all the time. Mm-hmm. You are a real true example to them. You can say one thing, but if you act differently, they're going to do what you act like,
Not
do what you say.
Mm-hmm. And with pets, you know, pets, like you were saying earlier, are a packing animal. They're looking to who's the leader here.
Yes,
and so,
they
need
a leader.
Yeah, and if you walk into someone's house, and I love dogs, but I don't like it when you have two or three dogs and they're leaping all over me and
you know,
knocking you down, especially if it's a bigger dog.
Right.
And so, again, that's that piece around boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've covered so many areas. Children, I gave a work example. But, you know, we haven't talked about personal relationship as in, you know, your spouse, your partner.
Right.
And those, because one of the big ones I see, and women do this a lot, where their life is so around the man that they literally, they're looking at their watch every second that they're with you because they've given away their whole power to another human.
Right.
And so they don't have any boundary in it. Oh, I have to be here. And it's like, good God, you've been with the person 20 years. You see them every day.
Yes. And so you're still asking permission to do or.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I be here? Yeah, it is. And it's like, and when I see that, there is no boundary there because it's not their partner's problem. It's them. That they are, for some reason, and I don't know if that is around insecurity, not trusting, or that fear of being alone and the attachment is so great, which is probably a big part of that. But that is a good place to look at the boundary that you have for yourself. I think in healthy relationship that when people are doing other things with other people, you let your spouse or partner know, of course.
Right.
But it's like you shouldn't have to be worried about, you know, at what time am I going to get back? And it's always around the partner. And I'm always looking at that and going, well, that has to be an awful way to live. Mm-hmm. And I know I've done that before when I was younger and in relationship. Mm-hmm. And I hated it because it makes you have a resentment builds. But I also always had this thing. I remember my family used to tease me. I had lived with someone many, many years. And sometimes I would go to Olympia to spend time with my family. And I never knew when I was coming back home. But usually at about 10 o'clock, my friend would call and he'd say, well, when are you coming home? Mm-hmm. And I go, and I'd always go, well, I have no idea. I go, I'll be there when I'm there, because he could trust me. And yes. I already did have that boundary in place, and my family would always tease me that, boy, aren't you going to? And I go, no, I've already told him I'm down here for the day. I don't want to be on a timer. I'll come home when I come home. He knows I'll be there. He knows where I'm at.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a big around boundary.
Yes. And there is a lot of respect that goes into that as well, is when you're, you know, like in that situation, then you can let them know when you're on the way home. So that, you know, if you're driving a great distance, they know what time you leave in case there was a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's courtesy, but not being on a timer, not doing it to please your spouse, not having to ask permission all of the time to do this or do that. And those relationships, by the way, and a lot of people don't have that freedom in a relationship, but those relationships, and I know that's how Rob and I interact, there's complete freedom and trust here. Those relationships flourish.
When you're
confident and you're being true to yourself, and when you're allowing your partner to be true to his self or herself, you're going to have that freedom is going to really create a lot of deep trust, and it's going to create, you know, a lot of harmony in a relationship. Most of the time, relationships are in conflict because we're not standing in our own true power. We're in the ego structure. We're in defensive, protective mode. We're suspect. We're fearful. We don't trust ourselves, much less our partners. And you can see why there's so many problems. You can see the complication that comes into all of that.
Yeah. I had a friend yesterday that I was talking to, and she was sharing with me this great story about when she first met her husband. And she said that she was... back when her younger years, she was always someone that would kind of purposely push the buttons of the man she was dating. And she said there was a man she'd been dating, and she kind of would do that, but he didn't have any boundary. And so she didn't like that trait. And when she met this other man, the man she ended up marrying, they had gone to have dinner or something. And I think they'd been out only a few times. And she kind of did that thing that she would do where she was kind of provoking or pushing his buttons. And she said he didn't even respond. She said he leaned back and he looked at her and he goes, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he called her out on it.
Yes.
And she said, I knew right then I would marry him.
Yep. Yes.
I love that story.
Yeah, it's a great story. And that's a very confident person that can do that. She knows who she is. She knew exactly what she was doing. And she knew exactly what she would do if that person couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And that's someone who has boundaries, obviously, someone who's confident. I kind of have a list here of when we possess healthy boundaries, a few things that help us in our lives. You know, how does our life look? And I wrote down that when we have healthy boundaries, personal boundaries, and relationship boundaries, we have improved self-confidence and a healthy self-concept. It's so important that you know who you are. You have a healthy knowing of who you are. You are more in touch with reality, because remember, the ego likes to live in illusion. It doesn't live in the truth. It likes to live in illusion. So you're more in touch with what's real about you, about your relationships, about life. You're better able to communicate because you're communicating truthfully from the core of who you are. You have better and more fulfilling relationships That's for sure. And truly, you have more stability and control in your own life. Not trying to control another or not allowing people to control you, but you have that stability and confidence in your own life. And that is so important.
Mm-hmm. I love that list. That's great. And I would throw in another one of learning to say no when you truly don't want to do something. And, you know, you and I have that understanding that if we say no, it doesn't mean I don't love you, I don't want to be with you. Yeah, I do. But you know what? I'm taking care of me this weekend. I need downtime.
Yep.
So I'm saying no, although that sounds like so much fun. And all of the my friends that I have, we all have that wonderful understanding because there is that maturity around that. But I do see people still doing that when I watch other friendships. And, well, I said yes because, well, I didn't want them to think that I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to make them think that I didn't appreciate the offer.
Yeah.
And the truth is, on an energetic level, they know it anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
They can feel it. You're not telling your truth. And people can, energetically, that gets communicated.
Mm-hmm.
It really, truly does. You're not doing yourself, you're doing a disservice to yourself and the person that you're lying to because you're saying yes when you really mean no, and it's perfectly fine. You have a right to say no.
Exactly.
And you don't have to have any energy on it or any big story around it.
Right.
You just don't feel like it, and that's okay.
Yeah. And there's a peacefulness to that.
Yes.
Going back to that part of, I think when you're in, you always know when you're really standing with your boundaries because it does. It's so relaxing. It's real chill. It's not this big, stressful, drama-filled thing. It's just, hey, it just, yeah, the answer's no.
Yes, the answer is no. No, thank you, not this time.
Yeah.
Appreciate your offer, and then you move on.
Yeah.
That is a very, very strong boundary that women in particular need to have.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you've learned a little bit about boundaries today, and hopefully you're doing this deep work, folks, because if you really want a life that's filled with joy and peace, that is the way. There is no other way to it. Well, as always, Diana, thanks, sweetie, so much for, you know, being with me today discussing this with our audience.
Thank you.
Folks, as always, thank you for listening and doing the work. Really appreciate it. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lifts you up.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.